The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde.
Did you hear what I was playing, eh?
I didn't think it polite to listen, sir.
Have you got the cucumber sandwiches cut for Lady Bracknell?
Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, Lane, I see from your book that on Thursday night when Lord Shoreham and Mr. Worthing were dining with me, 8 bottles of champagne are entered as having been consumed.
Yes, sir. 8 bottles and a pint.
Why is it that at a bachelor's establishment the servants invariably drink the champagne?
I have often observed that in married households the champagne is rarely of a first-rate brand.
Good heavens, is marriage so demoralising as that?
I've had very little experience of it myself up to the present. I've only been married once. That was in consequence of a misunderstanding between myself and a young person.
I don't know that I'm much interested in your family life, Lane.
No, sir. It's not a very interesting subject.
That will do, Lane. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Lane's views on marriage seem somewhat lax. Really, if the lower orders don't set us a good example, what on earth is the use of them? They seem, as a class, to have absolutely no sense of moral responsibility.
Mr. Ernest Worthing.
How are you, my dear Ernest? What brings you up to town?
Oh, pleasure, pleasure. What else should bring one anywhere?
Where have you been since last Thursday?
In the country.